Utah's rate of homicide related to domestic violence is higher than the national average, but a pilot project aims to change that. Law enforcement and victim services professionals are receiving training this week in a new method to prevent more deaths. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Woods Cross Police Chief Greg Butler says every law enforcement officer has those homes that they visit over and over again because they have no way to intervene. But he has a story where things turned out differently.
The ex-husband wanted to. He went and purchased a handgun. He had a lot of ammunition, and he went to find her to have, you know, one last family meeting. And when he went to the house, she wasn't there. The kids weren't there.
The reason they weren't there is because the Woods Cross Police Department had just been trained in a new tool called the Lethality Assessment Protocol. When they became aware of the potential threat, they asked the woman questions to assess risk. In the process, Butler says they were able to put her in touch with a shelter and services before a potential lethal incident could occur.
And it ended up in a standoff with us where ultimately he shot and killed himself. But our belief was is that he probably intended to go and take the lives of her and the three kids and then himself.
Butler credits the new lethality assessment for saving the lives of the woman and her children. And he says he's seeing a reduction in domestic violence homicides within Woods Cross. Now more Utah communities are being trained in this approach. Jen Oxborough is executive director of the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition.
We had several law enforcement agencies and victim service providers coming forward asking desperately for help because we've had so many families lose their lives to domestic violence homicide, and they wanted to be able to do more.
Oxborough says they joined their efforts as a group, asked for funding from the state legislature, and they were awarded almost $700,000 to help train about 500 individuals in communities around the state as a pilot project. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.